trailer. My dad, he's taking me back to school.
When's our first class?
The schedule says 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock, no good. I got a massage 11 o'clock. Tell him to make it 2 o'clock.
These boys will be lucky if they find the campus.
Hey, folks, it's on me. Shakespeare for everyone, okay?
It's time for midsummer savings on Big Tex trailers. With all the rain we've had, it's still hay season. Check out the Big Tex Goosenecks. Airport Trailer and Big Tex have it all. You know that Big Tex has the perfect lawn and landscape trailers. And it's just about time to start moving cattle. Check Airport Trailer's selection of CM stock trailers. Get to Airport Trailer today and find out what owning a Big Tex can do for you. Shop the full line of Big Tex products at Airport Trailer, your River Region Big Tex dealer. New trailers, repairs, or tune-ups. It's Airport Trailer. Call 288-5785. Make your trailer come to life at Airport Trailer.
Put your trust in what the experts trust. Subaru is the Kelley Blue Book's most trusted brand and best overall brand again. And now, 2017 lowest five-year cost to own. Three well-respected awards, one smart investment. Who says true love is hard to find? Get 0% APR financing for 63 months on select models. Now through August 31st. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Hurry into Montgomery Subaru today for the Lots of Love event. Get 0% APR financing on the all-new 2017 Outback, Legacy, and Forester models. Now through August 31st.
For more information, visit KBB.com. Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated.
Today is August 21st, National Senior Citizens Day. I said it's National Senior Citizens Day. Senior Citizens Day. No, I don't know your grandson. But yes, I'm sure he's quite handsome and successful. Hey, have a great National Senior Citizens Day.
WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
News Radio. I'm Lisa Lucera, laying out the strategy. President Trump set to address the nation tonight at 9 Eastern, where he's to announce the way forward in Afghanistan.
The president is expected, if he adopts the consensus position, to announce that more U.S. troops will be going to Afghanistan. The number kicked around is somewhere between 4 and 5,000. That's what James Mattis, his Secretary of Defense, supports. That's what H.R. McMaster, his National Security Advisor, supports. The president may not specifically mention a troop number. He may say, I'll leave that to the Secretary of Defense to decide, but it's likely that he will announce troop increases.
Fox's John Roberts at the White House. You can listen to the president's address on Fox Radio. Stocks finished modestly higher on Wall Street as the market stabilized following two straight weekly losses for the S&P. The Dow up 29, the Nasdaq off 3, the S&P edged up 2. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Are you tired of the ho-hum boredom of everyday driving?
Yes.
Want to spice things up?
Yes.
Then you need to call the Emily Hayes Driving School. It's life in the fast lane when Emily Hayes teaches you how to get in your car and go. Emily will teach you how to put the pedal to the metal, how to straighten out the curves, and what to say when you pass those speed limit signs. It's a proven fact that driving too slow can cause these ailments.
Headaches, muscle pains, fever, bleeding from the lungs, meningitis, kidney failure.
Some people drive fast, but they don't drive Emily fast.
I think it stems back to when I had braces.
So call that once again and ask for Miss Hayes.
Don't call me Miss Hayes. That just frosts my pajamas.
Call the Emily Hayes Driving School and call them
today.
I'm looking at all my crap pile here, and all it is a wasteland of eclipse-related stuff. Man, there's nothing. There's like nothing here. Let's go back to the phone for a moment and speak with Smoke and Otis.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Hi.
Hey, well, first, let me take care of some business, Greg. Let me see if I can become a bomb holler big shot.
Yes.
Ken, on that.
Get them
5:10.
All right, 5:10. Yes, sir.
Okay, you're in. The drawing is Wednesday at 3:20. By the way,
appreciate that. Now, next up, Greg. You know, you're talking about them removing all the monuments and all that stuff. Now, where is that going to leave us with all the Confederate cemeteries and such as that?
Who knows? I got news for you. Here's the bottom line. This is just my opinion. I have no factual evidence to back this up. If Hillary Clinton were president, none of this would be even being discussed right now.
Sure. It wouldn't be relevant at all.
The statues would be where they were, and, you know, maybe a little noise here and there.
Well, that's right. but it sure wouldn't be as relevant as it is now.
No.
Because we wouldn't go out there and show our asses like these other people.
Yeah, you know, it's a shame the president really was just trying to point out that the Antifa was out there smashing heads and hiding behind their masks. And, you know, they should be condemned as well, but that wasn't not suitable for the...
Oh, absolutely not. You know, those
people... okay, because they're on the right side, you see.
That's right. That's right. I mean, it's just pathetic. The whole thing is just pathetic.
It's pathetic, depressing, and paralyzing.
Yeah, it is. It is exactly what it is. It paralyzes this nation. It keeps Trump from doing what needs to be done. And every time you turn around, it's Trump this, Trump that. I mean, I'm surprised that, you know, they didn't blame Trump for the eclipse today. And God knows what all that caused.
The Boston Globe put out a tweet saying that this is a racist eclipse because it's basically going through places that were heavy Trump voter.
Yeah, I heard about that. Well, I'm surprised they didn't protest and try to ban that.
Well, some people just can't hide the size of their
rectum.
You know.
That's it. Anyway, Greg, you know, I'm just kind of curious what y'all thought about, you know, all the Confederate cemeteries and such as that we have across the South. I mean, there's a huge one over in Vicksburg over there, and I just don't know what they're going to do next.
Meanwhile, and thank you for the call, Smoking Rose. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton can express her admiration for Margaret Sanger, founder of Planned Parenthood, who said, among other things, the U.S. should keep the doors of immigration closed. This is so typical of me. I got page one, I got page four. I don't have two and three.
Yeah, she definitely...
Honest to God.
You stupid, ignorant son of a bitch, dumb bastard!
Margaret Sanger either really believed in eugenics or she was playing to a very popular idea at the time to gain support for what she was doing. One of the two. But she definitely had some eugenicist rhetoric.
Oh, absolutely.
It was all the rage at the time. I mean, it was scientific racism was in its heyday at that point.
Yes. Population control, she wrote, would bring about the materials of a new race. If we're to develop in America a new race with a racial soul, we must keep the birth rate within the scope of our ability to understand as well as to educate. We must not encourage reproduction beyond our capacity to assimilate our numbers so as to make the coming generations into such physically fit, mentally capable, socially alert individuals as are the ideal of a democracy. Well, that's right out of the Hitler playbook there.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
Well, it is. But Hillary can embrace a bitch like that, and nobody says squat because Hillary said it, so it's okay. And that's the thing that really, above and beyond everything else, that's the thing that pisses me off. We have a standard for Trump, which is so high that it's physically, it's beyond achievable. And then we lower it down here for people like Obama and Hillary Clinton, who get away with it. Sickening, sucks, blows. Gene.
Yes, Greg, did you hear about Al Sharpton worrying and throwing a fit about all the taxes that's being wasted? Gas taxes. And doesn't he owe millions of dollars in back taxes?
I think he's in arrears.
Well, what do they do to people like that?
I guess if you're Al Sharpton, not much.
Okay, so...
By the way, the IRS is rehiring a lot of people they can for... being abusive employees or whatever. It's just amazing what's going on. I thought with Trump in the White House, you know, like Koskinen would be long gone. Nothing's getting done. Nothing is getting done.
I hope they go after his rear end. Well, thank you, Greg.
Don't hold your breath waiting for it. After all, he was... it's another interesting thing. But it's more in the vein of... I'll have to come back to it. I don't want to think out loud because then I'll get in trouble, and I don't want that to happen. On this, now it's just a Monday. What are we looking forward to? The football season.
I do have a big event coming up Friday morning for myself.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, we should promote it.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the places I write for, Foundation for Economic Education, otherwise known as FEE.
Yes.
I've had plenty of their people on my show. We've shared some of their stuff here on this show. They are having me do an AMA, Ask Me Anything, from 8 to 10 our time, Central Time, 9 to 11 Eastern. And seriously, sign up and you can ask me anything. And I will be there live in the morning, waking up early, pump full of caffeine, answering any question you ask me.
When's this going to be?
Friday morning, I believe, from 8 till 10 our time.
And where again?
Fee.org. Here, I will share with you the Facebook event page.
Okay.
So you can share it if you like. And we can get some of this going here. Because maybe if you ask me the right question, I'll share a secret that I've never told anybody. Who knows?
All right. It is 12 minutes after 4. I guess we should roll call today, huh?
Yeah, I think you should. It's been a while, and I'm worried you're a little rusty. But you got to knock the rust off. You got to get back on the horse.
All right, I'll get back on the horse today. I'm really just plowing...
Straddle that steed. Ride it through that song.
I never thought that I'd find myself in a situation like this, where you had this passionate buildup to this major celestial event.
Remarkable.
It's over. It's over. You're still welcome to talk about your experience. I got a nice thank you from my friend who was mentioned earlier, Marianne. I had managed to get a pair of glasses for her, and that was the way to really be impressed. I was looking at it with the eclipse safe glasses. Shadows and things like that are cool because that gives you the geometrics, but it doesn't really give you the look of seeing the sun or the moon in front of the sun. That was cool. 4:13 is the time on News Talk 93.1 FM. There is only one Brian Jewelry Store, just one. It's in Prattville, you know. It's been there for 63 years, three generations. Now, let's see. Christmas is 4 months from Friday. 4 months from Friday. Now, we all have somebody on our shopping list that we really want to come up with something special for. You can laugh if you want, but I think now is the time to at least stop by their beautiful freestanding building at 1778 East Main in the preferred community and talk ideas. Because if you don't have an idea, they can help you have one. They'll ask probative questions about the person you're shopping for, make suggestions based on their extensive and very competitively priced inventory, and of course, with football season coming back, you also have that special showcase of War Eagle Roll Tide merchandise that's really, really impressive. If you want to give a gift to somebody who's really passionate about it, that's the place to start, right there. I have a beautiful soft leather Alabama checkbook cover at home. It's so nice I don't even take it out of the house, because I would probably spill on it or something. But those are the kinds of things. That's a great gift for a friend, boss, whatever. And they have them for both sides. But they can also create something from scratch, and that's really cool, too. It's the gift of experience from the professional jeweler, free care and cleaning for the lifetime of your purchase at Brian Jewelry in Prattville, and you can look them up online at brianjewelry.com. We have news. We'll get the forecast from Rich, post-ecliptical, and then a look at the roads after we have this brief chat with Chad. You were up in totality, right?
I was up in totality. I tell you, it was something else, too. We had a little cloud at the beginning, and then it cleared off, and so I got to see quite a bit of it. But when it happened, when you had totality, it was like somebody took the dimmer switch of your light and just dimmed it, and literally in 3 seconds it went from, you know, from daylight to night.
Wow.
And when it turned back to light, it did the same thing. So you had totality for about 2 hours, two minutes and 25 seconds, and then it's like somebody just reversed into the dimmer switch. But then you could sit there and watch the rest of the moon transit across the sun with your glasses on. Mm-hmm. And it was just wild, you know. So a lot of fun watching it. But now I'm paying the piper because the traffic trying to get back down out of North Carolina to Atlanta is absolutely nightmarish.
Yeah, you kind of speculated on that when we spoke this morning.
Yeah, it's kind of like, reminds me of when the earthquake hit in San Francisco and everybody was stuck on 101.
Mm.
You know, just, you're just, everybody's at a standstill. Every artery is at a standstill. So, fortunately, I have a full tank of gas and a couple of fat Dr. Peppers. You know, so I'm good to go. Did you guys get to see much anything there? Did you put your glasses on and go out? Watch it.
Got a great view of it through the glasses. The glasses was the best way to view it because it really only made a marginal change in the hue of the sky. It did not it did not darken really, only in a very almost imperceptible way. But seeing it through the glasses was very, very cool. But
yeah, it's pretty cool, isn't it?
Rich and a few other people I know, comparing what we saw to what the people in totality saw, were saying, you know what, next time I'm not going to blow the chance to see this.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, you know, a lot of places got clouded up. Like, you had all these people in Carbondale, Illinois, at the field where Tim Cantore and the Weather Channel was, and a cloud, like, came over right at the time of the eclipse.
Oh, man.
Literally, you know. But the guys in Oregon and in Jackson Hole and down in Clemson, they got to see a really once-in-a-lifetime, you know, event there.
Yeah.
So it was something. But it was a lot of fun.
Rich and, Thomas did an amazing job. We only had one cloud here.
Yeah. Hey, I do have a slightly used pair of glasses I'd be willing to sell for, you know, $100.
All right.
Thanks,
Chad.
Guys. Don't think. Have a good afternoon.
All right. Have a fun drive back. Coming back, that's the thing. If you're coming back on 85 from an area that was in totality, going through Atlanta at this time of the afternoon, God bless and good luck. News, traffic, and weather together.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. Police and fire medics were at the Dollar General on Perry Hill Road over the weekend. A man was shot there. He was pronounced dead on the scene. Police are investigating that death as a homicide. Then a second homicide occurred in the 1200 block of Bragg Street. Officers were called to a subject shot. They found a man with a gunshot wound. He was also pronounced dead on the scene. Police are investigating his death as well as a homicide. And there was tragedy on the Tallapoosa over the weekend. An 18-month-old child was swept away and drowned. Five people were swimming at the ASE boat ramp. They were trying to get to shore in swift water when the child slipped and was swept away. The Tallahassee Fire Department and ALEA mounted a search. The child's body was recovered. Always wear a life jacket on the river. That's a look at your headlines. I'm Wendell Jay.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Now that the eclipse excitement is over, look for maybe a few pop-up storms roaming around the area tonight. Not every town will get one. Overnight low 75. Tomorrow, partly sunny. Hot day, high 94. About a 40% chance of mainly afternoon and evening storms. And low to mid-90s on Wednesday, too, with storms a little bit more numerous by the time we get into Wednesday and Thursday. Download our weather app. Stay on top of hourly forecasts, 10-day forecasts, radar, future radar, and push notifications for watches and warnings. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
High-Tech Solutions, near Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. For computer repair or service on Macs and PCs. Need accessories, parts, sales, or service? See High-Tech. Get 10% off and mention this ad. High-Tech Solutions. Yeah, it's what they do.
Hi, Rich Thomas here, and I want to talk to you about my friends at Montgomery Eye. They utilize cutting-edge technology to customize LASIK eye surgery for each patient's individual needs. All of their doctors are local and part of the Montgomery Eye team, ensuring that you see the same physician before, during, and after your procedure. Doctors who know your history. Montgomery Eye offers the latest in LASIK technology from local board-certified ophthalmologists Dr. John Swan and Dr. In Shin. A custom LASIK procedure from Montgomery Eye allows you to focus on the mission at hand without glasses or contacts that can get in the way. At Montgomery Eye, they provide their patients with the most advanced personalized care with outstanding results. At Montgomery Eye, your vision is their vision. Call them at 272-2020 today or visit them on the web at getlasik.me to schedule a free LASIK consultation. Again, that's 272-2020.
Good afternoon.
afternoon, everyone. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Few things here on the plate. In Prattville, road construction on Highway 14 West between Highway 82 and County Road 4. Traffic is backed up in both directions there, so if you can find an alternate route to get around that mess, you might want to try that. Troy Highway at Taylor Road. Also, we have Ashley Road at South Boulevard. Accidents in those locations. Interstate system's looking okay. Boulevard looks pretty good. Don't see anything on the 31s, and it looks like Taylor and Vaughn are doing pretty well so far this afternoon. Just regular traffic volume for this time of day. The Reinhardt Toyota Service Center is now open from 7 a.m. till 6:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and Saturday until 5 p.m. Check their website, ReinhardtToyota.com, for all the coupons online and all the savings online. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm.
1-800-INJURED.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Sometimes, what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. That bit of nothing is everything. And that's what you get when you purchase a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz from your authorized dealer. Because only an authorized Mercedes-Benz dealership has the skilled technicians to certify that your pre-owned vehicle is up to Mercedes-Benz standards. Only Mercedes-Benz can back their certified pre-owned vehicles with an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, with roadside assistance included. It's time to experience confidence that's as unlimited as the warranty. Visit the certified pre-owned sales event now through August 31st, and you'll receive 2 years of prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
Visit Jack Ingram Mercedes-Benz in Montgomery.
Me a piece of junk?
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot, Lowe's? Huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Man, I bet they cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month, Larry, I've got all Steel equipment on sale. Blowers starting at only $139, grass trimmers for only $129, and the world-famous Steel chainsaw starting at only $179.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. We support what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, we'll extend your warranty, repair it in 1 week, or provide you with a free loaner. Now, who else does that?
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm gonna come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road. I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, and we're already starting to talk about back to school.
We sure are. And for the college kids that are moving into a dorm or an apartment, we've got everything you need right here. We've got the furniture, the beds, the chests, the lamps, the dishes, the silverware, whatever you need. It's right here. So why not shop here and be cool and comfortable and let Mother sit in the rocking chairs?
And of course, when someone buys from Eastbrook, you know they're getting the real thing.
They sure are. You might slip up and get a piece of fiberboard furniture, but we try not to sell it.
This is also a great place for newlyweds maybe looking to furnish their first home or apartment.
Yes, it is. And you can do it so inexpensively here. Our prices really are hard to beat. And you're going to get furniture that'll last a lifetime.
All right, Dot, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday, 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Power like a pro at Classic Buick GMC Cadillac. A 2017 GMC Sierra SLT. MSRP $50,005 now. Sonic priced at only $38,995. Or lease for 39 months, 10,000 miles per year. $49.99 due at signing, $399 per month with approved credit. At GMC, we are professional grade. Stock number HG289685. All incentives assigned to dealer. Tax title of dealer fees. Extra must mention offer and finance with dealership. See dealer for details. Classic Buick GMC Cadillac. 833 Eastern Boulevard. See the entire inventory online at ClassicGMCBuick.com. A premier Sonic automotive dealership. The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
On August 21st, the solar eclipse will drop darkness.
I thought you were going to say the sun was in your eye.
The land of the midnight sun.
Drinking in the sun is popular.
If he gets too much direct sunlight, he'll die.
In the sunshine of your life.
As the moon passes in front of the sun, a ribbon of darkness, 70 miles wide.
The sun is scorching, and I'm very fair-skinned.
Good morning, sunshine.
What I'd really like to do is load her into a rocket and have her shot into the center of the sun.
In the sunshine of your love.
You make the sun come up. You make the birds sing. You make my heart flutter.
Oh, isn't that a sweet thought? I bet you just fart, sunshine.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
I just farted, sunshine. How about that?
You're brilliant.
And so is the sun. It's happy hour. I'm Greg Goodell. This is the Roll Call.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Let's get nuts!
You gotta have something.
Let me tell you something. He's becoming a big boy.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
You are a meathead.
You gotta have
that
something.
That is great radio.
If you wanna be with me.
You have made a few minor mistakes here and there, but you'll find basically this is a very professionally run radio station.
What is wrong with you?
He's a tool.
I'm not trying to be your hero.
You're gorgeous.
Cause that's zero.
Is that your tongue?
It's too cold for me.
It's unbelievable.
This thing is nuts, man.
I know you're probably half gooned on Percocet.
What are you people? On dope?
Yeah! Nothing from nothing, leave nothing.
Yeah,
I'm on. And I'm not snuffing.
No!
Believe you me.
You on drugs?
Yeah! Don't you remember I told you?
No.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
Emily, why do you always have to make such a big production out of everything?
My name is Tommy Tuna, and I don't say bye-bye to you.
That is the single dumbest story I've ever heard.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Did you get a little tappity-tap?
Oh, my God.
Rubbish!
Nothing from nothing leaves
nothing. Do it again, I like it.
You gotta have something.
Bite me.
If you wanna be with me.
You're so naughty.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
What a bunch of crap.
You gotta have something.
To pull ya.
If you wanna be with me.
It's like I picked the wrong week to quit smoking. It's like I picked the wrong week to quit drinking. It's like I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamines. It's like I picked the wrong week to quit sniffing glue.
Have something.
I thought that deserved a pretty darn good score, considering the rust, considering the time that's passed since the last one.
That was good. I'm going to give you, because of, well, it's not a participation trophy, we can give you a 9.3. But I was a little distracted because we had somebody call.
I didn't make a single mistake. There were no level issues. I put a couple of new ones in there. You must not have heard the girl go,
do it again, I like it.
Okay, you get a 9.5 then.
That I
you keep playing that, it might go to a 9.6, 9.7, 9.8.
Give me a 10.
Do it again, I like it.
10, 10. No, somebody called and was like, what's that car place? And I'm like, go, Jack Ingram Signature Used Car. So I gave him the number, and he said he's in a little bit of a jam. And I'm like, well, they have fantastic cars under 10 grand.
Oh, they do, and they're good at working out credit terms for people with issues. Now, I got to tell you, speaking of credit, since it just came up, this particular topic here, I think when I came to Alabama, my credit score was like, if it was lucky, it was over 5.
I don't think I have credit.
And I started fixing things and building it up. I was eventually able to buy a house, which was you know, with minimum down. I didn't get the best interest rate available, but I was at least able to buy a house. And then I had, you know, starting in 2006, when they started just zooming into my checking account, I had to work out some stuff with the IRS, which ended up with a couple of blah, 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 blah. Anyway, all of that's over. Want to know what my credit score is?
What?
Oh, really? Take a guess.
700? 700 something?
Higher.
No. Higher? 800 something?
Higher.
Whoa!
846.
Wow! Nicely done.
And I'm not saying that to brag about it. I'm saying it to those of you. See, you got to understand, that day I bought that Corvette for that girl to impress her.
Yeah.
I just walked into the dealership. I knew I was going to get the car. I knew that there was no problem with any of that.
Could you say, I think you told me this the other day, that you could, the smile the salesman gave you, you could pull off in a sound effect.
Yes. He was, you know, he first of all, he was completely the stereotype of a used car guy. Big fat, right. Checkered jacket. He looked like John Candy in one of his more unlikable roles.
Right.
And when he you're golden. You know, you could almost right. You could almost see the
winning.
The you know, the little ding off his the gleam off his teeth.
Ding.
Yeah. He says, just go ahead and take it. Come back tomorrow and we'll
deal with paperwork.
Just
or...
All I signed was a thing that I had insurance. That was it. Go ahead and take it. So that's where I was. And I paid my bills on time, and then I went. I lost it all. Lost it all. Foreclosure. And just one thing after another, to the point where I finally, in 2000, I think it was 2000 or 2001, I was able to get one of those credit cards you basically have to buy. It has an annual fee of like $100 with a credit limit of five, so you can't get into too much trouble. So I rebuilt from there. But it's been steadily up ever since. And I have a service that sends me my credit score every month. And when I saw that, I was like, jeez. So it can be done. Wow. I'm just saying that to somebody who may be struggling with those issues. You can rebuild it. You can rebuild it and get it back to where it was. And that's it. I'm not bragging or nothing like that. You know, if I didn't have this wonderful audience, I wouldn't be able to talk about this and having that. You guys made that possible. Flavor.
That's so sweet. How y'all doing today?
You know.
Happy Eclipse Day.
Well, we're kind of in post-ecliptical letdown right now.
No, I'm not. Oh. That was an awesome eclipse. There was a bunch of trees where I was at. You could see crescent, hundreds of crescents all over
the
ground.
Did you get a chance to look at it through the glasses, though?
I did not have any glasses, so I had to use another eye to look at it. I sent y'all a picture of it. I emailed you and Joey a picture of it.
Oh.
So I had to use another eye.
My buddy Thido, the Greek god, sent me some pictures they took with a telescope. Very impressive.
Well, I kind of mooned the eclipse, so it's safe for work picture, though.
I did see the pictures you sent me in the email. They're great, man.
Yeah. And that happy hour was at least a 9.895, man. Come on. That was awesome.
Yeah, I was just helping out a client, let's say.
I didn't get an email from him. From Flair.
Maybe it's because you don't love professional wrestling.
Yeah, that could be it.
Oh.
We don't cotton the people, don't cotton the wrestling around here.
I'll get with it. Now that I've got my credit fixed, I'll work on my credibility with wrestling.
Yeah, there you go. Got to have goals. Oh, y'all have a good day. I just want to tell you how excited I was about Eclipse.
Yeah, it was cool. But again, the best way to see it was with the glasses. Lori.
Hey, Greg. Hey, Joey. I wanted to be a big shot.
Okay.
120.
Mm-hmm.
But on your last break, Greg, I went and threw some things in a dishwasher.
Yeah.
And I had the news on. It's in there on the TV. And they found the wreckage of the Indianapolis.
We talked about that this morning, and...
Oh, I didn't know that.
I don't know how I missed that story yesterday. I think that's a very significant discovery.
Yeah.
And what's ironic is that yesterday, one of my cable channels was showing all the Jaws movies in sequence, and one of the first Jaws movie, in fact, really the only one that's worth watching, Quint is sitting at the, you know, inside the boat telling Richard Dreyfuss and Roy Scheider about the story of the Indianapolis. I don't know if he was claiming to have been on it or what, but how so many of the sailors who survived the initial explosion and sinking were eaten by sharks.
Yeah, a lot of them were.
Hundreds.
A lot of men died on that ship.
Yes,
I think they said 800 and something.
Yeah, and another tragedy with that is that because they had just returned from Tinian delivering the atomic bomb. Think about that. Suppose that ship had been torpedoed on the way to Tinian.
Yeah. Yeah, they would have been blown to smithereens, but then they ended up dying.
It's not that, but the bomb materials would have never been delivered to the island, and it could have changed the outcome of the war. Because there
were
only two.
That's true. But I didn't know it was on this morning. I didn't hear it this morning. They haven't said anything about it. It's been all eclipse today, but I just thought that was kind of significant. It gave people that lost their loved ones, at least they know where their burial place is at.
Yeah, 18,000 feet too. I mean, but one of the deepest points on the ocean floor.
Yeah, Pacific's deep. I mean, and the Atlantic too. But it's deep and it's wide. So they were lucky they found it.
I hope they have they produced images yet. I'd like to see those if they do.
Yeah, I would too. I would like to see what it actually looks like now.
All right, Lori. Well, thank you for the call.
Okay, guys. Have a good day.
272-9228. We're just trying to get our mojo back after all the buildup, anticipation of the great eclipse of 2017. It's come and gone, and now what? Now what do we do for fun and excitement? That's the dilemma we're facing. So I pulled out my wad of crap in my bag. I'm looking for things that I say because, hey, everybody will want to hear about this on the radio, like the 16-year-old kid running for governor of Kansas, or this lady who says she made a date through Tinder and he took her to a morgue. Now, I toured a morgue once with a buddy whose family owned a funeral home, and he took me behind the scenes. You know, once you're there, man, they kind of treat you like you're dead. That's what I remember the most. I'm just curious about those kinds of things, you know? And now that my time is drawing closer.
Oh, stop.
Sometimes I can't resist, Joey. There's nothing I can do about it. Let's see. Where are we going next here? Oh, you know what? I got several nice notes today from folks, from Marianne and her eclipse experience. Guess who else enjoyed the eclipse today? Keith and Sherry Rowland.
Awesome. Yeah.
And for those of you who don't know who Keith and Sherry are, they're the couple. We found out that she's been going through chemo for lung cancer. She's only 41 years old. And we went and visited them up the street here. And you guys, when I found out that they were ready to give up their dogs because they couldn't afford to feed them, that she was eating lunch meat while going through chemo because that's what they could do. They lost their health insurance thanks to Obamacare. The price went up to a point where, and they qualify for none of the government programs. So, and they're basically, you know, they're self-reliant Alabama folks who don't want charity, don't want anybody's pity, but found themselves in a really, really tough spot. And you guys stepped up and you helped them like champions. And she is in between rounds of chemo now. And Keith says, it was the greatest eclipse I can ever hope to experience. Sherry and I went out of the back porch just seeing it turn a bit like dusk. We stayed out there for about half an hour and talked and laughed. I'm not sure about everybody else's experience, but all I can say is I will never forget being with her, and no eclipse will ever beat this one. And Keith, we appreciate you checking in with us. Holy crap, it's 4:41.
We're flying by today.
And what have we accomplished anything? Have we talked about anything of significance, of any importance? I mean, that's the thing that gets me.
No.
I didn't think so. Nate, we got to be quick.
That's fine. Hey, did you keep your glasses or you still have them?
Yeah.
I think you should take them, some of the pictures that, you know, you or Rosalind is taking today, or maybe even Joey, and make a nice shadow box out of them.
Out of the glasses?
Yeah, you know, frame the glasses around some pictures inside of a shadow box.
But we're going to need them again in 7 years.
Inside of a shadow box. It's a pun.
Quite the groaner, Mr. Hicks.
Yes, I know. I guess so. Wow. I thought somebody would pick up on it. Yeah, actually, I'm going to go to Indianapolis in 6 years when they have the other eclipse.
If I'm around, Nate, I'm going. I don't care.
I have family there.
Well, I'll tell you.
You can stay there for free.
That was the great lesson of this one. While it was very cool to watch through the glasses, and Rich pretty much said the same thing, if we're around, we're going.
All right.
One way or another, we're
going. Make sure you get your shadow box.
Yeah.
Pantsuit. All right, bye.
See ya. 4:42.
Traffic brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Get 50-pound bags of River Run dog food for only $17. Made locally and good for your pup. Ask Randy about it. Prattville Farm Center, 1/4 mile south of McDonald's on Highway 31.
Afternoon, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic still working at accident Ashley Road at South Boulevard. Also use caution Troy Highway at Taylor Road. And over in Prattville, of course, that big construction job that they're working on over there has traffic backed up from Highway 14 West between Highway 82 and County Road 4, backed up in both directions. So keep that in mind if you normally go that way. Everything else looking okay. The interstate systems are all clear. Don't see anything on the boulevard. Looks like Carter Hill Road, Zelda Road, all that little stretch through there, doing pretty good so far this afternoon. Invisible Fence has the Boundary Plus system. Now, this allows your pet to use 30% more of your yard. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm.
1-800-INJURED. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Yeah, we just heard from a couple of people, like 42 and my friend Marianne, that you can't save the glasses for the next eclipse because they expire. I guess because they're made out of some special film that...
Of course.
That, you know. It's the built-in depreciation.
Yeah, those damn dirty capitalist pigs. Let's rise up, comrades.
We'll be back with more show next.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Effective June 2017, there's been an increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Visit WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Now that the eclipse excitement is over, look for maybe a few pop-up storms roaming around the area tonight. Not every town will get one. Overnight low 75. Tomorrow, partly sunny. Hot day, high 94. About a 40% chance of mainly afternoon and evening storms. And low to mid-90s on Wednesday, too, with storms a little bit more numerous by the time we get into Wednesday and Thursday. Download our weather app. Stay on top of hourly forecasts, 10-day forecasts, radar, future radar, and push notifications for watches and warnings. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker. Brubaker. It's our biggest sale of the year during the summer clearance event at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Prattville and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery. We've acquired truckloads of extra inventory and additional staff to sell more than ever before. This week only, take $12,000 off MSRP on every remaining Ram Bighorn Crew Cab pickup or 0% APR financing up to 72 months on almost every new car, truck, or SUV. Got a bump in your credit? That's okay. We have lenders that can get just about anyone approved. Plus, Brubaker wants your trade in any condition, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth. Our biggest sale of the year. $12,000 off MSRP on every remaining Ram Bighorn Crew Cab pickup or 0% APR financing up to 72 months. So what are you waiting for? This week only at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram of Prattville on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery or online 24/7 at Brubaker.com. Qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital Finance 3888 monthly per thousand finance. No sales plus tax. Tag title and dot fee. All rebates to dealer. Negative equity may be applied to new loan offers. Don't combine.
It's football season again, and your vehicle needs to be ready to travel to the stadium. At AutoSave Tire and Automotive, we do it all, from oil changes to engines and transmissions, even those pesky check engine lights. We have over 250,000 tires at our disposal, so you're guaranteed the best tire prices every time. Two locations, Montgomery, 5811 Atlanta Highway, or call 356-7486. Prattville, 157 North Memorial Drive, or call 365-5808. We offer 10% discounts to all military personnel. Don't forget, AutoSave Tire and Automotive.
All college students, it's River Region College Night with the Montgomery Biscuits. Join us on Friday, August 25th at 7.05 p.m. as the Biscuits celebrate all the local colleges that call the River Region home. Wear your ASU, AUM, Faulkner, Huntington, Troy, or Tuskegee gear and show your pride at Riverwalk Stadium. Bring your current college ID and receive a $5 ticket and be sure to stick around for the post-game Max Fireworks Spectacular. It's River Region College Night with the Montgomery Biscuits plus Max Fireworks on Friday, August 25th.
From the Fox Business Network.
The eclipse overshadowing work on Monday. The U.S. economy losing an estimated $694 million because people were focusing on the historic event. This is according to the firm Challenger Grand Christmas. But on the bright side, businesses lose a lot more money on events like basketball's March Madness or just Cyber Monday. And it looks like investors weren't doing much work either. The Dow, NASDAQ, S&P 500 barely budging for the entire day. Walmart is expanding its food delivery service with car service company Uber. The new areas will include Orlando and Dallas. You might recall the service started last year as a pilot program in Phoenix and in Tampa. And forget the kids. Parents are hoping the dog eats their homework. A new study from the company Emerson finds only half of all parents feel very comfortable helping their children with their math homework. And nearly 9 in 10 say they rather do a household chore like laundry than solve a math problem. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Neil Cavuto.
Fall is right around the corner. Freshen up your home with incredible deals on the latest flooring styles at Lumber Liquidators. This week, get the hottest trends in wood look waterproof flooring up to 58% off. Save on more than 60 wide-width hardwood floors, like 21% off Delaware Driftwood Oak, featured in this year's HGTV Dream Home. It's the lowest price of the year. And take an extra 15% off all Dream Home laminate floors. Get more deals from 59 cents and special financing. Hurry, get to Lumber Liquidators today.
Such an antisocial thing to do. You've got a getting, or our beds will soon be wet. Would you think this through for a moment, please? Now why would you bomb our nice celebrities? Oh, why in the world would you kill Tom Hanks? Cause nobody doesn't like Tom Hanks. So
News Talk 93.1 FM, that is Weird Al's North Korean polka. Interesting in the news, isn't it? All we heard for months, Russia, Russia, Russia. There is no Russia, is there? There was nothing there, but it was Russia, Russia, Russia. They talked about Russian interference in the election like it was a frickin' fact, like that's how Hillary lost and Trump won. Gone. It's gone. North Korea, Trump's going to send us into World War III. That's all we heard a couple of weeks ago, right? Day after day, waiting for the mushroom clouds to appear on the horizon. Didn't happen. So now what? Well, he didn't condemn white nationalism when, in fact, he condemned both sides, as he should have. Have you heard what the Boston Antifa, what their demands are? According to their Facebook page, Boston Antifa sent a message to everybody in Boston, quote, there is no room for capitalists, conservatives, libertarians, classic liberals, or supporters of the U.S. Constitution in our city. You must leave. Hashtag Boston Resist. So how long are we going to allow these little punk-ass bitches in their helmets and costumes and baseball bats to keep showing up and threatening people? You worried about Russia? There it is. It's here. That's how they do it there. So they must love Russia. No freedom. No freedom whatsoever. Not in their little twisted world. Antifa. They're the good guys, though, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gary, good afternoon.
Hey, Greg. I have to pull up Google Maps a lot. And I just noticed that if you pull up Google Maps and zoom out where you see the whole country, and turn the traffic on, you can see the path of the eclipse in red, traffic jam.
Oh, really? That's an interesting idea.
All the way from South Carolina to Oregon.
Wow. What a cool thing to check out. I'm going to have to take a look at that.
It's awesome.
Appreciate
all right, just wanted to point it out. Thank you.
All righty. Thanks. Rodney.
Yeah.
Look at me.
Man, I'm thinking about all this stuff, man, and I'm saying to myself, you know what? It's a wonderful thing for people to visually go out motivated with their kids and stuff for the solar eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
But we get all these damn people to get motivated for stopping these people ripping our damn country apart. Maybe we could do something with stopping these people. I mean, this is ridiculous. Bunch of clowns running around doing all this stuff in our country, and it seems like nobody can do nothing about it. But we can, you know, go spend millions of dollars on glasses and everything else for a solar eclipse. Our damn country's falling apart.
I agree.
I just don't get it, man. It makes
you know what? I don't know the eclipse would have been any less of a story or less interesting to people, but I will offer you this. I think that it was a chance to be distracted from what we see going on. That we have a media determined to take down the president, that we have groups in this country that want the, as I just read from the Boston Antifa, there's no room for liberals, libertarians, anybody. What did they describe themselves as? They are, hang on. They basically said, we're communists, so
yeah.
Like it or lump it. That's basically what they said.
Now, Craig, I want to ask you one thing, man, because I heard a lot of people tell me this. You look at all these people on TV and everything and all in these riots and everything else. Would you agree that these are a bunch of a generation people that's been left behind in the education system and doesn't have anything to latch on to be happy about, that, you know, no decent parents or whatever?
I don't want to oversimplify it, but you almost have to. And plus, we're short on time here. These are kids that maybe were typical American kids that maybe thought about being something or had a particular career dream. They went to colleges that told them for 4 years that America sucks, that this is the way it should be, it's not fair, and they've had their brains, their mushy brains, filled with crap. And now they're out. They can't stay in school forever. They're out. There's nothing for them to do. They've got useless degrees. So they're angry. They're pissed off. I also believe that a lot of this passion is bought and paid for by George Soros' money.
Yeah.
That this is a funded resistance. A real resistance is one that's grassroots, that grows by word of mouth, like the Tea Party. You know?
Yeah, I sure wish somebody could make some glasses, like the solar glasses, that we could see through all this crap that's going on up there.
That would be nice.
It would be nice, yeah.
But step one is to get rid of the people in Congress who are only interested in serving their masters, which happens to be the owners of the country, the lobbyists, the special interest groups, you know, the people that don't want our taxes cut, that don't want the things that we do, basically. Thanks for the call. Good call. 457. Southern Shutter, a company founded in 1964, the inspiration and idea of a Montgomery police officer. Isn't that cool? There's a guy that had a dream, and he became a cop. He said, you know, I've got this other dream going on here. I want to make shutters. Opens up a modest factory on Coffee Street, west of what, I don't think 65 was there when this place opened. It was probably at best still under construction. And that's where the factory is, and it's a humble place, but man, do they make a sterling, top-notch product. Southern Shutters. Their products have such a great reputation. They hang in homes in Europe, all over the North American continent. But they're still made here, and they're still made with a great combination of technology and human, talented human beings who guide each shutter order through, you know, one phase at a time, because they don't mass produce. Each order is handled separately. And when you go to their website, southernshutter.com, what you see there is what I saw in the 0% humidity drying room. Whether they're painted or stained, that's where they go until they're ready to be installed. And no single part of this process is rushed in the slightest. So you're guaranteed a top-notch outcome. If you're interested, you've got one opportunity, one advantage here in, I was going to say Mayberry and Montgomery, that others don't, and that's J.J. Whitaker, who handles local sales for folks here in the River Region. Call him at 294-1258, 294-1258. And again, look at southernshutter.com, because what you see there is what you'll see in your home with a lifetime guarantee.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's, and we have big news to tell you about. Our lease is coming up, and we decided we are going to move our store and give you a brand new Marguerite starting about in November in Pepper Street Shops on Vaughan Road. So meanwhile,